You're here on the Heedful Things podcast, the show where we're exploring the depths of the human experience and what it means for us in the times that we're living through. And I'm your guest host, Sameeksha. It's the start of another week, and depending where you're at in life, this either dictates the painful start of an affair that eats away at your soul, or it could mean 7 days of limitless possibility. 7 whole days where luck, will, fate and direction all crash into one another to write an elaborate plot that would dictate your experience. Much like a Jackson Pollock painting to a pedestrian, your whole week has the possibility of looking like an absolute chaos of color and ambiguity. Much of the beauty, however, is lost on us. We are creatures of comfort. The concept of leaving things to chance is seen as a risk and rarely an opportunity to learn, grow, and understand something. We are so hooked into the idea of insurance and protection that we look at anything outside of what we've grown up with as wild and untamed territory. The only ones who walk those paths are barbaric, uncivilized, and crazy. That's no way to attain success. No. That's not what we've been told. Follow the systematic route. Take the exit toward the far end and turn a left to meet the person that would hand you my idea of what it means to be successful. Once we're down that road and invested into it, much of it makes sense. You're safer down this aisle and there's no one cutting the line. You arrive at your destination and you realize that they were right. These roads are well structured. These roads are paved with ideals like honor, culture, and good intentions. You arrive alongside many others who agree with you, and together, you're all handed a gift. You hold the item with glee and you're excited to uncover what it holds. This must be success, you think. A watch? But it doesn't tell the time. It only tells of how much you have got left. Cue a midlife crisis. Let's shake it up a little bit by introducing a little anarchy, a disorderly, untamed, and wildly fresh way of being invested in our lives. No, it doesn't involve quitting your job, deserting your family, or blowing up your apartment to assert your free will upon the world. It only means that you introduce things into your life. Things you would have done if you didn't have a job, if you didn't have a family, if you didn't have an apartment. Things you would have done if you were untamed, wild, and free. I could have said more if it weren't for the assholes who would listen to this and think of it being a call to action to do something dramatic. But if I know my audience, I think you know what I mean. Because we can all agree that the reins to your life were always in your hands. Since you're still here, why don't you head over to www.heedfulthings.org to submit your ideas and suggestions for new topics to cover on the podcast, or to simply leave a comment on what you've heard already.